I found myself in the zoo the other day, and while I was there, I was stumbling upon the tiger exhibit. And once I was in there, I realized I was sharing this experience with a man, a person, and his their nephew, their niece. They were with a small person, not like a little person though, like a midget, like a young. This person was with a younger person, that could have been their child. They haven't decided the boy or girl. Just that it was a person, right? It was a small young person with an older, bigger person sharing this experience with me. And the smaller person, the younger person, had Winnie the Pooh on their t-shirt. And obviously they were a fan of that little yellow bear's exploits, Christopher Robin and the like. And of course, one of the more well-known cohorts, Tigger. And so this kid is sitting there getting to experience a whole bunch of them all at once, a whole bunch of tigers. And the bigger, older person is tapping the younger person on the shoulder and is amping them up, you know, like, hey, look, it's Tigger. Tigger's out there. And the kid is getting on, just is feeding off the energy. He's jumping around, Tigger, 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 you know. And one of the tigers, he looks up and he looks at this kid with a ferociousness and a fierceness, maybe that's the word, that I've never seen a living thing survive the look that this tiger is giving this child. And this kid is jumping up and down, waving his arms, Tigger, Tigger. And this tiger gets up. Now everyone's intrigued. Everyone that is admiring these tigers, they are all focused on this kid, like, what's going to happen? The tiger starts walking towards this kid. The kid is just getting even more excited. He's about to meet one of his current idols. And this tiger gets a foot away. He slinks up. He gets a foot away from this gate. It's tall enough. There's nothing's going to happen. These aren't free range tigers. But it's the fact that this tiger is locked in on this kid and they're making eye contact. And this kid gets quieter and quieter, realizing how big these things actually are. And he goes, Tigger. And he's getting quieter. Tigger? And like more questionative as this tiger gets closer. And as the kid gets out his last Tigger, the tiger locks eyes and he goes, that's our word. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Incredible Podcast. Hello, folks, and welcome to the newly redesigned, revamped, restructured, reconfigured Incredible Podcast. You may notice some changes if you were courteous enough to join us on the first go-around. That's because the world is changing, and we are part of the world. So, I hope you enjoy the new structure, and you may ask yourself, what brought about these changes? You may have liked what you heard before, and you know, it wasn't all bad. But if you are aware of the original mission of this program was to bring about the incredibility of surrounding life. And a lot of stuff, even though you may not know who it came from before, made too much sense. Way too much sense. To the point where it was one of the more credible shows to listen to. And so I got to thinking. We had our fun. We had a good time. We had some laughs. We had some truly interesting conversations, topics, comments. But what is incredible, right? I believe if you're anything like me, I personally can't stand the already celebrities that are glomming on to this podcast thing. And I get it. Like, have your fun. Some are good at it. Some are not so good. I understand that this is open to everyone. But I feel like people are tired of hearing from people who have credentials, that have credibility. I'm personally tired of it. I see enough of them on the screen as it is. I hear enough of their voice as it is. And I'm not singling anyone out. I'm just trying to say that the most incredible person that you could hear from are normal, everyday citizens of this earth. Not of this nation. Not of this continent, of this earth, anyone and everyone that doesn't have a pedestal or a soapbox to plant themselves on to get a message out. And what is better than hearing from someone and their true life experiences? And how do you get the most out of an interaction with them? A lot of people are closed off, especially those with truly interesting stories or crazy things that have happened to them. For me, finding, like, being able to give someone the anonymity to share a story that they normally wouldn't share under normal circumstances, brings out, like, the humility in life. Some people are more comfortable talking about some traumatic events or things that have happened to them, things that they have done that maybe they regret, but it's all a human experience. When you listen to these celebrities, it's manufactured. It's so structured, it's fake, just like them. And that's because they have a face attached to their name. There's credibility attached to them for what they say and for the message that they put out. My goal here is to make every person you get to hear from as incredible as possible. So that may not mean that the topic itself is incredible or what they're saying didn't happen and that they are lying, but that's to say that the source itself is incredible. Their voices will be masked. I don't know if you've listened to the introduction, but that's how guests, that's how incredible people will be presented. We will give first names only of future potential guests, all for the sake of giving people the realization that life isn't social media. Life isn't highlight reels of going on vacations and taking long trips and doing fun things with friends. That's not what life is. That's not people's experience. That's some people's experience. But I think it's about time we hear from just your everyday average person. I attempted to go to school for music. From a small town in Ohio, I attempted to go to school for music to study saxophone as an instrument, I guess. And I remember my first ever goal was to bring classical music and instrumental music that didn't have like words and lyrics, make it accessible to everyone. I feel like it had this stigma of, oh, when you go see these musicians play, you're wearing a tuxedo, it's for wealthy. It's similar to the same imagery you have for golf. I enjoy golfing, but I've never associated with a higher class level of person. It's always been me as a just minuscule part of society wanting to enjoy these perceived high class bougie things. And that's just not the case. They're just things that I have attached myself to that I truly enjoy on a molecular level. And I feel like if we can bring more of a message to the people about people, give yourself something to compare to, right? Imagine hearing a story, or imagine hearing a life event, a telling of a life event that makes you realize, oh, I have it pretty good. Everyone seeks that out. I know people who go on social media to compare themselves. That's all people want to do, is compare themselves. And I'm not going to necessarily pick and choose people who have traumatic things to tell or necessarily horrible things that have happened to them and like, expose their greatest secrets and traumas and whatever. But if we hear about a murder that is unsolved and I'm sitting with the suspect or the perpetrator, it's just, that's part of the show. So going back to wanting to study music and kind of just bring something of that caliber back down to just your everyday average human being. It didn't work out ultimately. Things went a little awry. And you may be wondering what makes me the voice of the incredible, of the incredible people that suffer life's everyday existence. And let me tell you, I went to school to study music. Fun enough. It's a very white privileged thing to do. Studied music. Spent a year at one university, transferred to another one to, again, continue studying music. Groundbreaking stuff was happening in the music world, and I could not abandon it. So I transferred schools to continue my education. While there, how would you put it? I took to a life of crime. yes, I took to a life of crime. 3 years in at that school, I ran low on money, as one does in college. And when I reached that point, the job I was working just was not enough. So I took the route of taking an instrument from the school I was attending, and I took it to a pawn shop. Now, this school was in the Detroit area. I was from a small town in Ohio. What did I know about the Detroit area? Other than, as far as pawn shops go, other than the one and only American Jewelry and Loan. If you're not familiar with the American Jewelry and Loan pawn shop, it is featured on, I think it is TBS. It's a network television show called Hardcore Pawn. Yes. So I took a hot item to this pawn shop. A pawn shop that in fact uses computers and internet and very, very high security systems to log information. I gave them my license. I attached my name to this stolen item and went about my day with the $600 I needed for class registration for the next semester. No more than 5 days later, I receive a text while I'm at work. I'm on my lunch break. And it says, your name has been found associated with a stolen item at said pawn shop, and you need to turn yourself in immediately to the university police department. That's a bit of a jarring text to receive, especially while you're at work. No one wants to receive bad news at work, let alone a text saying you need to turn yourself into the police. So the next day I go in and I do, again, the whitest thing possible. I turn myself in, thinking that honesty is the only way out of this with the least amount of issue, resistance, and that the police will respect my honesty and take it easy on me. Well, it's not up to police what you're sentenced with, as we all know. So I got to learn through the justice system that the instrument that I acquired and took a loan out on was worth well over the $600 I was willing to give it up for. And I was charged with grand larceny in a building, which is, I believe it's $2,500 or more, an item with that value. And so begs the question, what was this worth if it was over $2,500? It was worth $12,000. It was worth $12,000. I know. I could have gotten so much more money. I would have fled had I done that. If I would have gotten the true pawn shop value, I'll even lowball it and say $3,000, $4,000. That is, for a college-aged kid, that is fleeing money. And I know that now. So fingers crossed for the next opportunity. But I did not get the fleeing money. I got the just enough to register for classes, which ultimately didn't happen because I gained a certain status at this university known as persona non grata. For those who speak Latin out there, it vaguely kind of means person not welcome. So I got that status and was subsequently kicked out of school at this prestigious university. And I served 3 years of probation, sprinkled in some days in jail / months of house arrest, and then ultimately was released from that hell in February of 2020. And then COVID graced my presence no more than 2 weeks later, shutting everything down. So it was a little while before I was able to reassimilate myself into society after my legal struggles. And so I had a lot of time to think. I had a lot of time to ponder what is the point of just all of this on Earth? Like, what am I doing? Right? Like, what am I going to do now? Obviously, school is out of the question. Find a job. I found a job and proceeded to work my way to the point that I get to talk into this little black cylinder to potentially no one. So for those of you that have made it this far, this is just what I hope you can expect. I have no idea. I have no idea what this show will capture. I just know what we're looking for at this point. Let's think of some things that I'd like to cover and get out of the way. I will not be using genders in this program purely for the fact that we can no longer be trusted with them. We can no longer be trusted with genders. You could assume the genders when you hear the voice. It'll be masked, so good luck. We will give names, but I will not be personally using genders. Everyone I refer to from here on out, on and off and out of the podcast, is they, them. I don't care. I'll be they, them. I don't care. That is the common denominator for all people. They, them. You want equality? Do we all want to be equal and be treated equally? You are they, them. You are not a man. You are not a woman. You are they, them. So, yeah, from here on out, no genders assigned to any guests or myself. Because ultimately, people are more free now than ever to fuck whoever they want. So, what does it matter what gender you are anyway? If you want to put it in or take it for someone, fucking do it. I don't care. And no one should. No one should care. Unless it's, I mean, about them, right? If some person came up to me and said, I want to put this in you, I would say, no. Thank you for the offer. You always thank them because who knows? They don't know that you which way you swing. But I mean, you know, it just is. It's not your business. It's not my business. So I don't care. And I'd really like to see this help people. In a way, like I said, it's all about comparing yourself. So ideally, I'd like to have some real pieces of shit on this program, only because it would make a lot of people feel better. And if you feel better listening to something, specifically maybe possibly this, you're going to feel pretty good. You're going to want to listen to it more. And that means more web traffic here. I may also add that we won't be doing video until there is a good way to do it that is specific for this show, this podcast. As I don't need to restate it, we're trying to keep anonymity so people feel more comfortable talking. I will talk about anything because this is my idea. I'm fine with putting my stuff out there. I'm one of those people, and if someone doesn't want their voice masked and they want people to know, that's great. But my idea, I want to get people on here and make them comfortable enough to share things with people, to know that everyone is having a human experience right now. That's the biggest thing, is everyone at this moment is having a fucking crazy time with everything that's been going on. And it seems just like every day there's more and more and more that's happening. And even just today, I was reading an article about the United Nations and how the world is basically on its way to destruction. By the year 2030, we could supersede 6 out of the 9 categories they have that describe different levels of Earth's, I guess you could call it Earth's decline and destruction. We are on our way to a full global scale, just absolute apocalypse scenario. And I'm okay with it. Make it quick, make it painless, wipe me the fuck out. I don't care. But for some of you people out there, maybe all you need is a little bit of hope. Maybe there's someone out there listening that doesn't want the world to end, but still sees it, and maybe they hear someone on this show tell an enlightening tale on how they persevered through conflict or are experiencing conflict, and that no matter what, it makes them feel better. Whether they're like, wow, that person is in a real shit spot right now, I'm glad I'm where I'm at, or wow, they made it. They got through it. I can too. Either way, we're shooting for either motivation or we're going for a general, fuck it. Let's see what happens. Everyone, let's just ride it out together. Be good to people. Be good to everyone around you. But just let's see where this goes. Because honestly, I don't have a whole lot of hope left for the planet I live on. But that's honestly, it's freeing in a way. Because you don't have to take anything seriously at all, really. Look at the world we live in. Kids are making millions of dollars on YouTube by eating, like, what do they call it? Mukbangs? That just sounds like a category on Pornhub. Mukbangs. Mukbangs. It sounds like groups of people fucking in swamps. That's all I think is mukbang. Yeah, let's go to a mukbang. No, I don't want to go to a mukbang. I have new shoes. So, for those of you who don't know what a mukbang is, I believe it is when someone purchases a large amount of food, like fast food, KFC, McDonald's, burgers, maybe chips, even chicken nuggets. I think I've seen a few thumbnails on YouTube for those videos. They eat themselves silly, and they record microphones, record close to their mouth so that you can hear the chewing, the masticating, if you will. And it's not for me, but it's for some people. And I'm thinking that anyone that depraved is probably going to happen upon this program and want to hear some potentially crazy stuff. So you're kind of my target audience, really, those mukbangers, if you're out there. If you're a fan, we do have an email here at the program still. It is notcrediblepodcast@gmail.com. And you can find, it's mostly a collection of memes, episode updates when they happen, but it's actually entirely all memes on my social media. It is, you can follow me, get a hold of me at Incredible Gage everywhere. So, what else can I say about our show here before I turn some guests loose, before I start building this from the ground up again? We had marginal success last time, and I was happy to see it, but I felt like I wasn't doing justice to the people who gave me their ears for that amount of time. They tuned in for an incredible show, and all they got was one of the more credible things you could ever listen to. Maybe in the future we'll release some of the old content as like a highlight reel. I'll go through. I think we got about 16 episodes out last time, with our previous format. But I'm looking to improve the quality. I'm not even necessarily. I don't care about the people. I think we could put a better program out for you. You find folks out there that listen to podcasts. We won't be looking anything up. I don't look things up, really. I really look definitions of words. I look up because it's amazing how many people will misuse things throughout their daily lives. Think of how many people use the word incredible. Think about it. Think about how many people don't realize if you call someone incredible, you're basically calling them a liar. Oh, dude, Jerry, you're incredible. Oh, yeah, I'm a rotten liar to you. I'm not credible. I am deceiving you at every turn. Is that what you're saying about me? And it, you know, you could be. And maybe people do mean that. Maybe they mean it to be an insult. And for that, kudos. Because I've been using it as an insult since I've had this awakening to the word. And there's plenty more words that follow that moniker. How about ingenious? Wow, the jet engine. Can you believe such an invention? It is so ingenious. It's not genius. Is this what you're saying? You're saying someone who is not a genius can go out and create and build a jet engine. Is that what you mean? If not, rethink your wording. Wow, that engine is remarkable. You know, that makes sense because you are able to make a remark about it. And what did you just do? You said it was remarkable. So your remark about the jet engine is that it was remarkable. Not very original, but at least it made sense this time. That sort of thing. It's mostly about calling out the bullshit in everyday life. Because I follow a rule, and it's no bullshit. No bullshit at all. Don't defy logic. You can defy anything else. You can defy police. You can defy a court order. You can defy rules. I don't care. Don't defy logic, though. That's where I draw the line. For those of you who might need an example, illogical can refer to being pro-life, but also pro-gun. Tell me how you can support the right to carry around a weapon that you will never need for self-protection, ever. And even if you did, being pro-life, you should want that person punished, not dead. That is what being pro-life means. Pro-life means from the moment you say life starts, you claim life starts, all the way through that life's life. All the way through. Doesn't matter if they attack you and you are in danger, go for it. It is now self-defense. But if someone is verbally harassing you, those are words. I've never had a word come from anyone or anything that has physically harmed me in any way. Yet words are the ones that are attacking. I'll tell you, if every person I have verbally assaulted with something they didn't like wanted to react by shooting me, well, I wouldn't have assaulted very many people because I would have been taken out immediately. That's why words are my favorite thing. Words are my favorite thing in the world because they mean nothing but affect so many people. So many people, and it's fun for me. That's what we've turned it into. We've turned it into fun for me, and that's all any of you people are. You are fun for me to mess with. So keep up your illogical bullshit. I don't care. I'll have fun. I follow the golden rule, and that golden rule is treat others how you would like to be treated. I follow it in a different sort of way. Though I treat others how they seem they like to be treated. Because if you are only playing defense in the game of life, you don't have this blank goal you're trying to reach. You're just going with the flow. You're living in the present. You're in the moment. You're going with everything that's being thrown at you. And that's the sweet spot. You see, I treat people how they seem like they want to be treated. When someone comes up to me and is an asshole or is abrasive, I try to do them the courtesy of being an asshole and being abrasive back. I enjoy the interchange that I am making their day better by also being a dick, because that's obviously what they want. If they didn't want that, they wouldn't be treating me that way. This is a way to look at it, people. Play defense. You don't have to play offense. Go out there and be indifferent to everyone around you. Indifferent. Be not different than the person standing next to you. Until it comes to your words. Until it comes to your actions. Because if you are indifferent and you are still singled out, then it's personal. So if someone comes up to you and is nice, hands you a cupcake, you may not have a cupcake on you to hand them back, but you can be nice. You can be cordial and say thank you. Wow, I really appreciate that. I love cupcakes. But if someone comes up to you and starts pissing on your shoes, well, by God, you take whatever piece of genitalia you have out of your pants and you piss right on that motherfucker's shoes. Because that's how they want to be treated. Everyone tries to reason with the assholes. No, just treat people how they want to be treated. And the only way you can do that is by recognizing how they're acting. Watch, observe. Treat life like a theater. Every day is a different act. It's the longest play in existence for everyone. The longest ongoing show you'll ever witness. This isn't some Netflix miniseries. This is a full-blown scale operation, production, with the biggest budget of any entertainment budget to ever have been conceived. And you're smack dab in the front row. You get to see everything. And not only do you get to see everything, sometimes they ask for a volunteer, and that volunteer is you. Sometimes you get the chance to act. And that's what makes this great. So I hope that if you found this program and if you found this appealing, you'll stick around. You'll follow. You'll get updates on the episodes as they come out. I believe my assistant, they attempted to prepare you for the inconsistency we might experience from time to time with releasing episodes if we don't have anything to discuss or a guest with anything interesting to say. But maybe we get an abundance of guests or topics, and you might be lucky enough to get 5 episodes in a row. That's the beautiful thing about inconsistency, is it's not consistent. Just like the English language. Inconsistent, not consistent, incredible, somehow means amazing? No. It means you are a liar. It means you deceive. And it means you embellish and elaborate unnecessarily. Sounds pretty insane. So with that,